Our locker room chats here concluding on 92.1 KMZ with the Inigo Locker Room Chats. Here joined alongside us is head coach Adam Kufall. I'm Kareem Prophet. These locker room chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. It's been a trio of games. Last time we spoke, coach, Cornerstone, Oskaloosa, and Lynn taking a victory over Cornerstone 38-32, led by Abby Ringel with a double-double, 11 points and 10 rebounds. Tell me about these last three games for you and your team, coach.
We got a win over Cornerstone last Friday. We had three of our three seniors that play a lot of varsity. They really stepped up that night. We were a little shorthanded. We had a couple girls that were out that night, a couple starters. So our three seniors really stepped up and won a game that was a little closer than we wanted it to be, but they stepped up, had a great night. Abby Ringel had a double-double with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and Lauren Martin had 8 points, 10 rebounds, and Jaden Haskin had 9 points, 8 rebounds. So those three really stepped up and rose to the occasion and helped us get a win that we really needed to get, even though we were a little shorthanded. Moved on to Oskaloosa. They had just come off a win over a pretty good Moore Hill team. They're 13-6 now, so they were a good team, but a team that we felt like we could compete with and we could beat. Came up a little bit short, but we certainly had our moments where we were within striking distance, ended up losing by 12, but another good night from our seniors. Lauren Martin kind of led the way that night. She had 11 points, 5 rebounds, 6 blocks. I need to look. I think she's got to still be up there near the top of the state in block shots. She had a 6 that night against Oskaloosa. That was just Monday. Abby again flirting with a double-double. She had 9 points, 8 rebounds, and Jaden is 7 points, 5 rebounds. So those three kind of led the way. And then last night we played a really good Lynn team back to the TBL, and again, a team that we felt like if we could handle the pressure that they were going to give us, and we knew they would, then we'd have a chance at winning. And we played really well. First quarter, we were down by 4 after that first break. Our defense was good. Just struggled to put the ball in the hole. And it's not our offensive abilities. It's just those turnovers that I'm sure people love me bringing up every single week. But when you got 31 of them, that's not going to equal a win very often, and it didn't last night. But still, had some good individual performances last night. Lauren had 9 block shots in the game. Abby finished 6 points, 9 rebounds. Mackenzie Dorsey's another one that doesn't get as much credit as maybe the three seniors do, but she just continues to do things well in just about every facet of the game. Played really hard, had 6 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals, a block shot. So we've got some good individual performances, and some nights that equals a win, but it really just depends on those turnovers. We continue to make a lot of them, and I know they get tired of my assistant coach, Luke Baxter, always says, try to throw it to somebody with the same color jersey you have. And I think they get tired of hearing that, but I don't know any other way to put it than that. And we just haven't been able to figure that out some night. So that's been our Achilles heel, and that was the problem the last two games. And we got Washington on Friday, and hopefully we'll be able to figure that out. So,
well, you just mentioned it there, Coach. Washington here on Friday, next Tuesday against Donovan West, a very good team in Class 2A. What are going to be some keys, these upcoming matchups in the Twin Valley League, as you look to finish out the season with 3 games here remaining?
Same as I've been saying all year. Our rebounding's really been really, really good. Oskaloosa actually was our best rebounding game of the year, and that was an Achilles heel of these girls in the past, has given up too many offensive rebounds, and they've been great at getting better at that this year. The other thing was turnovers, and like I said, we're slightly down from a year ago, but still way too high, and that's going to be the key, is not turning the ball over and creating turnovers on the flip side of that. And we did that last time we played Washington County, but Coach Zeller, I know, knows what she's doing, and she's got an assistant coach on the bench that was coaching here at Onega when I was in high school, so he's been doing it a long time, Jay Kern. They're going to have a plan for us, we're going to have to come out ready to go on Friday to be able to pull off that win. But if you can limit the turnovers and create some on the other end, we can beat anybody on any given night. So need to be able to do that. And then we get DUS next week, and obviously they've been pretty good this year, and they're going to pressure us, and we're going to have to find ways to limit those turnovers again. If we do that, we got a chance to win. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us here for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, thanks for having me.
Now, as head coach Adam Kufall with the Onega Girls upcoming here at Washington County on Friday, and next Tuesday against the Donovan West Mustangs.